Hatika has to be the night of the 14th. Why the night of the 14th? So it has to be at nighttime. We point because you want to use the Aranir, because also the Aranir is able to see all of these small items that you need to see. By daytime, it's hard to see. The Nair doesn't have the same effect. The light of the sun diminishes it. Number one, number two. At nighttime, people are at home, so it's a good time to have the kind of the bedika. Theoretically, we would like to do it. Were it not for that, we would like to do it actually the day of the 14th. We're not for these two reasons. We should do it as close as possible to the time of the beer. For this way, you could go directly from the mitzvah bedika into the mitzvah beer. Furthermore, if you do it the night before, there's always a chance that some of the chametz which you found might get scattered. Children might take it, rodents might take it, and they're undermining your bedika. But we can't do it by day because of these two reasons. So we do it the night before. Therefore, really, a person, let's say, I want to do it before the night of the 14th. No, you're supposed to do it the night of the 14th. If a person's going away, and he cannot do it the night of the 14th, so he does it at an earlier night, but he has to do it at nighttime. It has to be done the dafka at nighttime. He'll do it the night before he's going to leave. The difference between the bedika, which is done the night of the 14th, and the bedika, which is done, if it's done an earlier in the week, or whatever that would be before he's going to leave, is there's no bracha. There's only bracha, the bedika, the night of the 14th, number one. Number two, the minute that they have to put out 10 pieces of chametz does not apply when a person is doing it earlier in the week or in the month, because he's going away for Pesach. He does have to do a bedika, but he does not have to put out the 10 pieces of chametz. This minute of putting out 10 pieces of chametz, Mr. Shabura says, the Gros says that what's the reason behind this? People argue the reason behind this is because otherwise it's a bracha l'matala, maybe you won't find any chametz. So the Gros said that's incorrect, because the mitzvah is not to find chametz, the mitzvah is to look. So as long as you're looking, so you've done your mitzvah, so there's no bracha l'matala issue. However, Mishabura does suggest that nowadays that we clean very thoroughly, and possibly by through the process of cleaning, we have obviated the need for bedika, because it's no longer makom which has chametz in it. We know that, but through the process of cleaning, so maybe now it's be a question: what are you looking for? So now it would make sense that a person would do such. They said maybe that's the reason why we should keep this minig, even so. Rishon Zalman points out a different argument. He says that a different view that no, even nowadays the mitzvah of bedika is to check that you cleaned well. So even nowadays that we've cleaned, how do you know that you did a good job? So part of your chiyuv bedika is to check to make sure that everything was done properly. Just getting back to this point. So a person does bedika the night before, the night of the 14th, with a bracha. If a person is not going to be home for Pesach, he's leaving earlier, he would do it the night before he leaves. It always has to be done there and there. One last question is, a person says, I'm staying home, and I want to do it earlier. So the chachil, you cannot do it earlier. You must wait till the night of the 14th. Shalatach le bedika le bedika. But if a person did do it earlier, and he made sure that there was no questions of chametz in that room. That room was locked, so nobody could get into that room, etc. So there's no that bedika would be sufficient. If he did it at nighttime, lora ner. If he did it, sufficient. So theoretically, a person has now. Can he do that lechatchila? So the Sharetzion deals with this question that he brings on the Chok Yaakov, that a person even lechatchila could do this. So theoretically, a person has a very large house, and he doesn't want to do the bedika of the whole house at one night. He could do part of the bedika on the night of the 13th without a bracha. Make sure those rooms now are sealed, that no children or anybody will go in there and possibly bring chametz in there. And then the night of the 14th, he will do the bedika with a bracha on the remaining rooms. So theoretically, a person could do that. Mr. Shabura seems to say that is possibly lechatchila. So the case would be very difficult for a person to do that. Otherwise, there's some situation in the family which is going to limit his ability to spend time in the bedika. He can rely on this opinion to divide it up into multiple nights. Have a good morning.